Typically, ice skating is just viewed as a fun activity to do with friends or a cool event to watch at the Olympics. While you may have considered the negative aspects of skating, I know I've certainly left the rink with more than a few bruises. Studies have shown that the activity also has many benefits, especially for neurodivergent children. At just 16 years old, Amy G combined the knowledge of figure skating she acquired as a member of the Team USA synchronized skating team with her passion for neuroscience and founded Glide to Growth, a nonprofit that offers free ice skating lessons to neurodivergent children.
I did some research about the intersection of neuroscience and figure skating, and I found it really interesting because there were a lot of therapeutic advantages from skating. And I was really inspired to start a program with neurodivergent kids to skate on the ice.
Now, 3 years later, Glide to Growth has expanded throughout the U.S. and other countries across the globe. Ryan Azadipour founded the Oregon chapter.
Yeah, for sure. So really, I was always teaching Learn to Skate, which is a part of U.S. Figure Skating's skating program, as like a junior coach, and deciding to teach kids who are like neurodivergent or have autism was kind of a big change for me, because I mean, typically, like, I guess most kids I would teach in Learn to Skate would be like very quiet, very shy, and really they would just try to listen to whatever you said. But I feel like it was more of a challenge and a fun way to deal with these kids, as like it was great to communicate them with like sensory details. And I feel like one of my favorite memories was like there's this one boy I teach, at the end of like every lesson we have, we do like a race around the rink, and that's kind of fun.
G estimates she has worked with around 15 children through Glide to Growth, and like Azadipour, she said she has learned new ways to connect with them.
Because I was already familiar with coaching, upon more research, I found out that there's a whole another set of a curriculum for neurodivergent kids. And so kind of going across or using my knowledge from past lessons with other kids, I kind of integrated this new curriculum with my new kids. And so they were able to do more simple tasks and ones that were more focused on what they wanted to improve.
One of the children Azadipour teaches is Lego McRae's youngest son, who has autism.
Because my older son is already doing figure skating, we put the younger son in a group lesson, but it was a little difficult for him because it's a big, you know, large group, and you know, only like one or two instructors, and it was difficult for him to focus for 30 minutes in a large group environment. And so I thought, wow, like private lesson would be nice. And you know, he can get more personal attention from the coach, and maybe, you know, maybe more fun. And so we decided to, do that.
McRae said these lessons have helped her son immensely, both in and outside the rink.
It's not just fun, but also my son is learning actual, you know, like real skills. And so that's amazing. And we can see him improving, and also, you know, while having fun. And so that's a really great experience.
While you may not immediately think of ice skating as a form of therapy, Glide to Growth continues to positively impact many families, including McRae's. For WNUR, I'm Sahana Unni.